Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Estate planning is crucial to any operation's future success. It's often an emotionally charged process. That's especially true when it comes to what appears to be unequal distribution of assets between family members. On today's Almanac, Nebraska Extension Ag Economist Anastasia Meyer talks about the value of communication and preparation of all family members during the planning and the eventual transition of a farm operation.
It could range from a multitude of different aspects going on in each kid's or heir's lives, from differences in financial need. Maybe one child has a greater financial need than the other, more children, medical bills. It could be that that child is financially irresponsible, and so you don't want your assets to go to them. It could be sweat equity or contribution. So maybe one child has been more involved in the family farm, has reinvested their money back into the farm and has grown it, but it's tied in with mom and dad's estate. So it needs to be adjusted accordingly there. It could also be a contribution of end of life care, going to those doctor's appointments, keeping them out of a nursing home. Those are all very time consuming and should be reflected in an estate plan if one child is doing significantly more work than the other. And it could also just be previous financial support. If a parent chose to pay for one child's education and received significant financial assistance during that time or in a different point in time in a lifetime, maybe they helped buy a house or pay for a wedding and the other children did not get the equal compensation or contributions in their lifetime, maybe that's adjusted at the end of the life for the parents and it is reflected an unequal estate planning or transition planning, division of assets. So I always recommend that you try to communicate your plans when there's no heightened emotions already at play. You don't want to wait to discuss it until a big life event happens. Maybe you're grieving something, whether it's a loss of a piece of land, somebody you love, whatever grief there might be, that's probably not a good time. We want to avoid those situations. We also want to avoid any times like holiday meals. You don't want to bring up these conversations at Christmas, at Thanksgiving. I always recommend people pick a neutral site. The neutral site is just as important as a neutral day. So we're going to avoid any major holidays, but we're also going to avoid meeting at mom or dad's or grandma and grandpa's kitchen table. When we go to the kitchen table, everybody falls into their typical roles and power dynamics are at play. So maybe mom is going around meeting everybody's needs, getting them coffee, tea, playing grandma or mom. Dad sits at the head of the table. He puts on his hat, dad hat. I am the power of the household. I make all the decisions. And sometimes it's really hard to break the mentality that the person wanting to come back to the farm is no longer that 15-year-old. That is just hired labor. So pick a site where nobody has any power dynamics at play. That could be a library, that could be at your local extension office. When you pick a site like this, there's no power at play, but it also limits distractions. If somebody gets frustrated, they're not going to just walk out and start doing chores on the farm or ranch.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.